On Sunday, I am pumped for this. We're joined right now by a running back for the LA Chargers. He is a two-time Pro Bowler. 40 yards and a touchdown in that wild card win over the Ravens. Huge season. 1,375 yards from scrimmage, a career best 14 total TDs in the regular season, a career high 5.1 yards per carry this season. He was an All-American and a Doak Walker Award winner at Wisconsin. Again, Chargers at Patriots, Sunday, 1:05 p.m. Eastern start on CBS. Melvin Gordon is my guest. Melvin, great to have you back. How are you?
Pretty good, big dog.
Doing great, Melvin. How about you? How'd practice go?
It was great. We just doing a walkthrough right now, slide and glide. Finna eat and then get ready for the real practice.
All right, so I'm not going to waste your time. Hey, let me ask you to go back to that game against Baltimore. Winning on the road is tough. Winning on the road in the playoffs is even harder. But you guys have been doing this all season long. How do you explain the success that the Chargers have had on the road, and what does it say about the toughness of this team?
We're just a tight-knit group, man. We just stick together. Been through, a lot of up and downs together with this group for, quite a few years now. And then with the big move, the big change, and us not having as many fans as probably the opposing team, we just feel like, we just good with playing with our backs against the wall.
I was going to say, after the game, you also made the point that the offense did not convert in the red zone the way you may have liked, but you've got a great kicker, you've got a great defense, you got the win. Obviously, you'll work to find a better way or a way to better produce in the red zone, but how good does it feel to know that you've got a kicking game and a defense that's going to pick you up and have your back?
It feels good, man, because, it takes more than just one side of the ball or one phase to make a run at the Super Bowl, the big trophy. It takes all three phases, special teams including, offense and defense, not just one side be stronger than the other. It takes all three, man. So, to see all three come through and make a difference, it's good, man, because we're going to need that for these games later down the road.
Melvin Gordon joining us. If you go back to that point about playing in Carson, it's just a different deal, right? I mean, you're in between things. It's a different sort of setup. It's not that big. What's it like for you guys to play there, and is there any advantage going out on the road when you play your home games in a situation like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool playing there, man. We do wish it was, a tad bit bigger. But it's still a cool atmosphere. The first game we got to play, the night game against Baltimore, unfortunately we lost, but it was super, super, super dope, though. So, I mean, it's a cool experience. But like I said, we don't have, I think it's because of the ticket prices. I said that before, that we don't have as many fans there as we would like. But, when you got the opposing team like that, and it's 50-50 or, 40-60 or whatever the case may be, it helps you for road games. So, I think it's been benefiting us, believe it or not.
Chargers running back Melvin Gordon joining us. I do believe that. After a win on the road, a lot of guys like to talk about how nobody believed in us, nobody gave us a chance. But in this case, you had an Uber driver who really did not give you guys a chance against Baltimore. Man, it was so funny. What did you make of that conversation and his prediction for the game?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, man. When I got in the car, he started talking about Baltimore instantly. Through the conversation, I could tell he was just, he told me that he wasn't even really a Baltimore fan. He was just saying that because he thought I was a Baltimore fan and he was trying to get a tip. So, I understood. It was funny to me. It was really genuine, man, but it was really funny. I think he made the video, in all honesty, but I just kind of played along with it and kind of just went with it. But it was cool, man.
It was really funny. And you brought up that Chargers running back, quote, the Melvin Gordon kid, to see what he thought of your game. But while he said that, quote, he's something, he didn't seem to be all overly impressed. Obviously, at that time, he didn't know that you were Melvin Gordon. But just get the sense that maybe he believes that Melvin Gordon is more than something. Like, what did he really think?
Oh, yeah. I think he do, But, he just, he was just still stuck on Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? He was stuck on them, and he don't really know too much about the Chargers. He know Phil, but he just talked over me slightly, which is cool. I didn't have a hard problem with it, but it was just funny just to get the reaction from him.
We're talking to Melvin Gordon really quickly. You mentioned Phil. Now, you stuck up for Philip Rivers, but again, this guy was having none of that. I've been saying for a long time now, Rivers does not get nearly the level of respect and credit that he deserves. But listen, you're around this guy all the time. Tell everybody right now just how good is Philip Rivers?
Man, he's awesome, man. I mean, just like I always tell people, it's like he's out there playing chess. He just knows where everybody's going to be. He knows the situation. He knows the down the distance when you're going to bring a blitz. And, you know, sometimes he's wrong. You know, not every time they strike gold with calls and things like that. But, you know, more times than not, he do. So, you know, he just – the way he prepares and go about his business, man, is just so competitive. You know, it's crazy. 14 years down the line, you know, he still has that edge and that passion for the game, man. And it's just inspiring to see. As a young player.
Melvin, 14 years down the line, what do you make of Phillip toting the rock in the fourth quarter and then signaling for the first down?
That just lets you know. That's that passion showing, man. That's that passion. He got, you know, he was just saying, like, he just told us, like, man, because we just, after he did that, we went crazy. Everybody, defensive players, everybody, wish they had a camera on all of us. We all went crazy. And he was just like, man, the energy I got from that, I was just so jacked. Yeah, man, that's just what it's, you know, that's what it's all about, man. He's just selling out for a squad. You know, we know Phil don't really run like that. So when he gets the first down, man, it just shows us that, you know, he's putting everything on the line to get us to the big game.
Dude, not only that run, but when he paused for a minute and then he signaled that first down, I've watched that video like 100 times. That is so cool. That is awesome.
So dope.
It is dope.
So dope, man.
No doubt.
Gosh.
So you got the Patriots on Sunday. As you start to get ready for that game and that defense, what's your number one focus?
You know, just to be, you know, clean on my technique, to be sound, you know, and just to be ready in pass protection. You know, that's one of the biggest things, obviously, to, you know, let Phil do what he do. And just be technique sound and be aware of, you know, what they got going on and where I need to look at for my run calls. Because I want to be ready, too. I want to dominate as well. You know what I'm saying? We understand that, you know, Phil and Rivers and I mean, Phil and Brady, and, you know, we know they're going to sling it. But, you know, we got other weapons too, and, you know, I feel like we're going to be very explosive. And when my jersey number is called, you know, I want to be ready to make some plays and help put this team on my back as well.
Got another moment or so with Melvin Gordon. You know, your teammate and defensive lineman, co-captain Brandon Mebane, announced that his 7-week-old daughter passed away last week. I mean, Melvin, that's like the very worst thing that could ever happen to a father and a family. How do you go about trying to support him during this time?
You know, just be there for him. You know, I just told him that I was sorry to hear about it. And, you know, you don't want to just keep bringing it up every day and asking the man, is he okay? You know, and just remind him of the situation that he's probably trying to get over. So, I gave him my, you know, regards and I told him sorry. And I was sorry to hear that and that I'm here for you. And if he reaches out to me, you know, and want to talk about it or whatever, then, you know, I'm more than open to, more than willing to listen. But until then, I'll just let it be. And, you know, just hopefully, I know he's going to come out here and play with some passion. And, you know, we doing it for him as well.
Sure. Melvin Gordon, my guest. I've got to ask you about your alma mater right before you go. Facing the Patriots means you're going to go up against your former Wisconsin teammate, James White. Look, you're going to be motivated for a playoff game no matter what, but how much more motivation is there when you know there's bragging rights between teammates that are on the line?
Yeah, it means a lot, man. You know, when we was training, you know, all we heard was, you know, how dope the Patriots are. James is the type of guy where he, you know, people was talking for him, mostly our trainer was talking for him. James just kind of sit there. James don't really say too much or brag too much, or really, even if he win, he never, because they beat us last year, and he, be honest, he didn't say anything about it, honestly. That's just how James is, though, and that's how I am when it comes to him. Now, anybody else, I'll be bragging, but you best believe that, you know, I want to go out there and go get me a ring, and I know we got to go through the Patriots to do it. He has a ring. Corey has a ring. You know, Monty Woodhead got his opportunity. So, you know, both of the guys that I played with in college have a ring. So, you know, this is my chance. So I'm going to definitely make the best of it.
All right, Roy, last question. My son, Jake, Melvin, is a senior in high school. We're making decisions about colleges. We've spent a lot of time this past year in Wisconsin. It may be his top choice. He got into Wisconsin. What was life like as a student in Madison? And as a parent, do I want to send my kid there?
Yeah, you do, man. You know, I can't say that they party. They definitely party, but, you know, they're the only people that party and then be up for class the next morning like it's no big problem. You know, it's just kind of crazy. And I'm not just selling out because, you know, I went there and I loved it there. But that's just how it goes, man. You know, when it's time to, you know, buckle down, that's what people do. They take their study serious. But, you know, they also know how to have a good time with it and balance it out, which is good, you know. So it's a perfect place to be, man. It's going to be a wonderful experience, especially night games in Wisconsin. It's going to be awesome. So, you know, if he's looking for that, man, I definitely miss it to this day. You know, it'll be something that he'll remember forever and always want to be a part of. But as far as studies, man, you know, it's grade A. So, you know, you don't even have to worry about that. They're going to get him adjusted quick with that, believe me.
My man, where do I sign? That's a great recruiting pitch. And by the way, it's a really good academic school, a really tough school to get into. Melvin Gordon joining us. Bro, I know you have so much to do this week. It is so great to have you on the show. Really appreciate you and that conversation. Melvin, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir, man. Melvin Gordon, God, I love him. Love his game. Love his personality. Love the way he shows up. Got a great way about him and a great game.